Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Goodness. Put up a question on the Get Up Crew Facebook page, right? By the way, that's who you're listening to, the Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. And the question was, basically, would you stay in a relationship if you proposed and your significant other said no? I'm in the hell no bucket, but not everyone is. Some people stay, even if that person says no more than once. And that's Jay's story, right, Melissa?
Yes. So Jay had messaged us and said that she proposed to her fiance not once, not twice, but three times before she said yes.
Is that so?
I did. So the first time she said flat out no, and I went all out. I did 100 balloons, tea light candles, kettles on the floor. So she said no. She was like, you're not ready.
Oh, okay.
She said that you're not ready.
Yeah, so she met me right out of prison. She was my boss.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Who was the one in prison? You or her?
I was. I did 10.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You sound like the least intimidating thug. Like her voice. Doesn't she sound like a nice girl? Now I'm scared of you. Okay, so you do 10 years.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta ask. Yeah. Hold on, Jay. What were you in for?
I robbed a bank. Well, three banks.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is
a great story. Yeah. Keep going.
I listen to you guys every morning. Like, you guys are my fave.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So the second time. Yeah. I rented out this park. It has a waterfall. I proposed. She said no. And then I ended up leaving. I was like, I'm done. I'm done.
Wait, was it for the same reason?
I go party. She said that she was scared. Mind you, she's been with the same man since she was a teenager. Like, she left him for me.
Okay. And now, so right. Why are you staying? And you're staying in it thinking still that you can win her over?
Well, I left, but it only lasted like a week. I left.
Okay.
And then I went back. I was like, let's work this out. Like, tell me why you're scared. And she was like, well, what if you go back to jail? What if you go back to your old ways? I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. So the third time I proposed, I had her family come out, my family come out. I rented this place. I did the whole nine yards. I had a plane fly over with a banner.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money for all these proposals. Were you robbing banks for each proposal?
I should have.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so the third time.
But she said yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Congratulations.
Now, when is the wedding?
So it's next month.
Okay. And you're concerned she might not show up.
Yeah. So, like, I planned everything. I bought everything for the wedding. I did all the dresses. Everything. But she's kind of, like, quiet and distant the last couple weeks.
Oh, no.
So she wasn't involved in the planning and preparation, all of that?
No, she doesn't want to be.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I was about to say you have nothing to worry about, but now with what you're saying, I might...
The fact that she's being quiet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe... I'm trying to make Jay feel better about this. Okay, so let's see. Maybe she just... that's how she shows off her emotion when she's really excited about it. She gets distant.
She detaches?
Yes. She completely detaches.
Jay, I got to ask. It seems like that you like to do extravagantly lavish things,
it seems
right?
Like it seems like you're impulsive is what you are.
Well, no. I mean, like, she has all these intricate things set up for each proposal. Aren't you worried that at some point you're going to run out of ideas? Like, I feel like you have to one-up yourself time. Like, what are you going to do for the anniversary?
That's not her fault. She should have nailed it on idea number one.
Right.
Idea number one should have worked.
Yeah.
True. Have you talked to her, asked her, you know, You've been, you know, feeling very distant. Do you still want to do this? Wouldn't you rather ask now than wait until you're standing up there alone?
Standing up there looking stupid. I'm just hoping it works.
Well, wait, what about a conversation?
Yeah.
You think I need to?
Okay. No, this is what you got to do. This is what my wife does with me. All right. Do you have an iPhone?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Does she have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you could do a calendar where you sync it up to both of yours and make it the family group text and just put a reminder in there for the wedding for her so that way she'll know exactly not to schedule anything else on that day and you'll be good.
Does she need an alert?
She
like the day before at 9?
You might want to schedule it the day of, the day before, the week before.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you got to do.
I might have to. Maybe I should have a conversation. You guys are right. And
yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Good luck.
And if you ever think about robbing a bank again, I have a great idea that I think would honestly work. It involves... No, I don't want to say it. Because Jay would actually do it.
It's an armored truck because I've thought about that.
Okay.
How much did you get away with?
Okay. Yeah, seriously.
Not enough.
Oh, my God. Call of the day right there from Jay.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.